You need, right? Hi. You look great. Thank you. There's one person spoke up on that. South Louisiana, they have a little saying among the locals. They say, it's good for you to see me. Those of us from South Louisiana can tell you after the 29th of August, 05, it's good for you to see me. They asked me to give a little report on the state of things after Katrina. I'll tell you just real briefly. Katrina is really, for us that were there, a story of God and the hugeness of God. It was the 29th of August, 2005, 6 o'clock in the morning, Hurricane Katrina came in over Lower Plaquemine Parish. That's just south of Lake Park Chapel on the west bank, where Ray and P.C. Cummings labor, our longtime friends and co-laborers in South Louisiana. From Lower Plaquemine Parish, it came up across Lake Pontchartrain, and the eye went right over Slidell. That morning we had sustained winds. Don't believe the news. Lots of little political influences working to modify the storm that came in, but you can talk to Ray and Pizzi and Lee and Sharon Sandifer are here with us. We've been through lots of hurricanes in South Louisiana. This was not a Category 3 storm. It was a whopper. We had the National Weather Service New Orleans was located in Slidell. When we came back, they said we had sustained winds of 168 miles an hour, gusts over 196. They didn't foresee any gabled roofs, any non-concrete buildings surviving. It came in about 6 o'clock in the morning. We had evacuated Sunday. We canceled meetings, asked all of our people to leave town. Joanne and I, before leaving, called every family in the meeting to make sure that they either were gone or leaving. And about 10 o'clock, we loaded up and heard the most dire weather report we've heard in our lives as we drove out of town. They didn't suspect many buildings would stand and many lives would be lost, in the tens of thousands, they figured. The next morning, Monday morning, the storm came in. We were in Montgomery, Alabama, and it was way worse than what anybody had expected. This was what I read for my quiet time at 6 o'clock in the morning, the 29th of August, 05. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with my right hand, the right hand of my righteousness. That's the story of what God did over the next 2 years, really. I could tell you story after story after story, but I won't, of what God has done in South Louisiana. All of us from there experienced it, and all of us would say to you, thank you. Thank you for the things you did. Thank you for the funds that you sent. Thank you for the love that you gave, the phone calls, emails. A man brought a trailer load of sheetrock from Kansas. People that came and gave of themselves more than you can ever imagine. I'll tell you this, if you ever have a belly full of the assemblies, I know that doesn't happen in New Jersey, but if you ever get a belly full of the assemblies and think, well, I've had it with this, I'm going to go down to the ABC church, you give one of us from South Louisiana a call. Because we can tell you what the assemblies are like in the very worst of times. And if you're going to throw your lot in with anybody, this is the place to throw it in. We had, over the next year, we had over 160 men come. They paid their own way. In many cases, they brought their own materials. They slept on the floor. They slept in cars. They slept in attics, in tents, anywhere they could sleep. to come down to South Louisiana and help us. They were not asked to come. Some cases, I asked them not to come. I couldn't think of anything for them to do. They came anyway. They said, we just want to come and help. At the same time, other groups sent people to help who charged for the help they gave. Today, I was online just before we came up here. There's churches in our area that are charging helpers to come, if you can imagine that. Assemblymen and women came and helped, gave of themselves free of charge. Because of them, we have our homes. We have our lives. I can tell you just one little story, and he's not here, so I can tell on him. Rex Trogdon. It's a smiley face. Rex Trogdon's son came. We were up to our knees in mud and marsh grass and dead fish and dead animals and dead people. And Rex Trogdon's son came and watched him for, I don't remember how many days now, on his hands and knees digging mud out of our people's walls. He's a surgeon by trade. You nick your hand on the nails in these walls and you go to the hospital. It was that toxic. This man risked his life and livelihood every day to dig our people out of the mud. And that's just one story of many, many. Today we're back in our homes or in replacement homes. Two-thirds of our people lost their homes. They're either been rebuilt or replaced, except for one family that's still in a trailer, and they're on their way back. I'll just tell you one story that's a lesson learned. Before we left town, we made sure everybody was gone, so we knew with like two exceptions that everybody was alive after the storm. But you know, there's a difference between knowing somebody's alive and seeing them. Over the next few weeks, people drifted back in. There was no water, no electricity, no gas, no fuel, no anything. We were just existing on MREs, bottled water, and ice that FEMA did bring in. As people came back, there was nowhere to go, and so they would come to the chapel. And we had 10 trailers on the property there, people living, and you would look up and here would be a person walking up the driveway. And you'd see their face and it would be so-and-so that you haven't seen. And when we'd see them, we would run, throw our arms around their necks and hug and kiss. And the story to us is this. We know the Lord Jesus is alive. We know He's in heaven today. But can you imagine what it's going to be that day when we see Him? Amen. Face to face. It was just one of the stories that we learned out of Katrina. We've never been in better shape spiritually. We're battered and we're bruised and we don't think so well and we're damaged goods. But we've never been better spiritually. For 2 years we've had prayer meetings that run at least hour and a half, 2 hours, 2.5 hours long. Worship meetings run 2 hours. We have to cut them short in order to have coffee. A little on my carnal side. But you get to, you know, when there's nothing physically left, it gets down to what's really important in life. And that's, number one, the Lord, and number two, each other. We've talked a lot about shepherding, how important it is about people. When you're not sure those people are alive, they really become important. And our disagreements over what songs we sing or how we arrange the seats really doesn't matter anymore. You're just happy and thankful that they're alive and you can sit around that table with them. A lot more to agree on than there ever is to disagree on. So, we thank you. God bless you and keep you for all you've done for us. I know this is on behalf of Ray and Pizzi, Ricardo and Sandra Cowis and Sala Evangelica. These were the three meetings that primarily worked together. We're in the impact zone worse than all the rest. And I know I speak for all of them in saying we literally owe you our lives. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. If you ever get a chance to come to South Louisiana, y'all come. We'd love to see you. and have you see us. God bless you.